Welcome to the Golden Hills Podcast Daily, where you can spend a few minutes each day with us to meditate on God's Word. Now, here's today's encouraging message.
Hi, my name is Denise Olson, and I am the director of our Clinical Counseling Center here at Golden Hills. In today's Golden Hills Podcast Daily, we're going to be focusing in on Psalm 62, verses 1 through 8. I'll begin by reading it. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. For how long will all of you attack a man to batter him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us. We get an insight from verses 3 and 4 of this psalm that David was writing at a time when he was feeling attacked and mistreated by those around him. He was struggling with how they were talking about him and treating him, and apparently they were trying to tear him down and undermine him. In this psalm, we find insights of what we can do when we are struggling due to external situations or circumstances and or internal struggles, our thoughts and emotions. I'd like to start by focusing on verse 8. It says this, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before God. God is a refuge for us." David here is encouraging us to trust God. And this word trust means have confidence in Him, lean into Him, feel secure, feel safe with Him. David then states, pour out your heart before Him. What he is showing us is if we have this trust and safety with someone, with God, we naturally are able to open up and share things with them and process with them things that maybe we don't even understand that are going on inside of us. And we're able to pour out our hearts, be it anger, fear, discouragement, overwhelms, confusion, despair, uncertainty, whatever it is. And David really models this throughout the Psalms for us. He would tell God all about his troubles, and then in the processing of getting it out and sitting in God's presence, he would gain a different perspective on his situation. In verse 8, pour out your heart before Him, that phrase, pour out, is encouraging us to let it flow, to expend the emotions, the thoughts, our concerns, our feelings, and complaints. Don't try to hide what's really happening inside of us. When we're editing and holding back from God what's really rolling around inside of us, we experience not only this internal wrestling with our thoughts and emotions, but we're also impacted physically. God has made us body, soul, and spirit. It's all connected. So if we dismiss one of our parts, like our emotions or thoughts, other parts of us are impacted. Psalm 32:3 says it well, "For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long." What he's saying here is that when he didn't talk about it, he was miserable, groaning about it. And there was also a physical impact. His body felt like it was wasting away. So clearly, we're impacted physically and emotionally when we try and pretend something really isn't going on inside of us, when really it is. There's something that kind of keeps us stuck when we keep things inside and don't share them with others. Here, David is showing us how to release and pour things out to God. This being open and honest helps us to move us past being in pain and confusion and doubts and moves us towards hope and towards God and just towards a different perspective. Pastor Phil, in one of his sermons recently, was talking about using our pain as an opportunity to go towards God, to lean into God with our pain. And trust in this verse, that's what it means. It means to lean into at all times. So lean into God at all times. Trust God at all times. And when I hear this leaning into, I kind of get this picture of a child totally exasperated and frustrated, and he's at the end of expending his tears and emotions, and then he just collapses into the arms of his loving father, who was sitting lovingly listening and waiting for him to rest in him. Overwhelmed and heaving with emotions, the child begins to settle down in the warm, accepting embrace that's a refuge of safety and understanding for him. His breathing slowly evens out, and then his emotions are quieted, and a peaceful resting and silence happens between them. It's interesting to me that David makes a definitive statement in verse 1, "For God alone my soul waits in silence." Yet down in verse 5, we find it revisited a little differently. He says, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence." It's kind of like in verse 5, he's saying, I'm going to paraphrase this, "For God alone, now listen, soul, listen up inside of me. I'm talking to you. Settle down and wait in silence. God will help you." And this kind of makes me pause. Could David have had struggled, as I do sometimes, with silencing things down inside of him and allowing God's truths to go deep within? This draws me to look closer at what he does next. He seems to focus on who God is to him. It states, "God is my rock, my hope, my salvation, my fortress, my glory, my refuge." It's like he's saying to himself, "This is who God is for you. You can settle down. You don't have to be worked up." And this method of giving his soul a talking to is found also in Psalm 42, 43, Psalm 103, Psalm 104. And what I take from this is that there are times, while yes, we know who God is, we may need to remind ourselves about the truths of God in a deeper level, in a deeper way, that somehow we've gotten shaken, like it talks about in verse 2 and 6. And for me, this happens when I've lost sight or focus on God's truths for me. I know them in my head, but somehow my heart or my soul, it seems to be having problems holding on to the truths that I have learned and held so strong to at other times. I have found that this shakenness can surprisingly be there before I know it. I feel like sometimes a situation or circumstance, maybe something I hear, a person's comment or a look, it can rattle my assurance and connection with God's truths about me and my situations. And when this happens, when I feel my assurance waver, when my world gets rocked in some way and there's an unsteadiness happening and I can't shake it, I know I have to take steps beyond my set devotional routine to realign myself to God's truths that my head knows, but somehow my heart or my soul is seemingly having troubles connecting with. I have to remind myself, as the psalmist did, "He's my rock, he's my salvation, he's my fortress, and he's my refuge." And then I meditate on these truths in God's presence. And there are many different ways that this can be done. Reading a favorite scripture and maybe personalizing it in some way, as David did. You could listen to worship music, and sometimes it might be the same song you listen to over and over, letting the truths wash over you. Or listening to a particular sermon, one that maybe really touched you in the past. For me, often I reread from my journals some of the things God has shown me during my devotional times that have spoken deep to my heart. And then also over the years, I've written down on 3x5 cards scriptures or quotes that when I read them, they give me a sense of calm assurance. It just happens inside me, and I can feel the realignment with God happening. These are kind of like my SOS cards. They're specifically tailored for me in my time of need. I have a number of them now, and I have them labeled and sectioned off in different areas, the kind of places where I find myself cycling around and struggling with at different times, like with doubt and trust or worth and value, with pride or humility, prayer, love, rest, control, forgiveness. You know, as you can see, I have a lot of areas I can be shaking in. But these reminders are like a signpost that help me run back to God, my refuge, my fortress, my rock. I may need to take a season with these reminders to get me back to where my soul finds rest, but I know these practices help me realign with God. These practices are how I literally allow my mind and soul to be renewed and transformed once again by God's truths. Meditating on these truths, as Scriptures invites us to do, is what moves us into silence in God's presence. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.
We hope today's episode was a blessing to you. Please make sure to subscribe to the Golden Hills Podcast in your favorite podcast app, like Spotify, Google Play, or Apple Podcasts. And of course, you can always find us on the web at www.goldenhills.org. We hope you'll visit with us again tomorrow.